It's like.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are The Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Garrett is hanging out with us as well. And it is an exciting week. We've been talking about the Falcons home opener all morning, all week. And someone who's a bit more qualified to fill us in on all the happenings at Mercedes-Benz is Shannon Joyner, Vice President of Marketing for the Atlanta Falcons. Shannon, thanks so much for joining us today.
Great to be back. You know, love this every year. This is part of the schedule of being here.
Always got the
so
best swag, too. Always got the best swag. Like, you just know when the swag's coming. Always
radio
off.
Is a visual medium, right?
They can turn these cameras on around here. You see them.
But hold on.
Look good, feel good.
Don't play that game. You know what Mike's talking about. You got the Sundays in Atlanta, Georgia gear. This is like the third year of it, right?
Fourth year.
Yeah. You put my medium hoodie in the office.
I gave it a Conti. Now what he does with it, that's, you know.
Yeah.
We're just gonna gloss over that size. Because I was sitting there going, last night they brought me one, it didn't fit. But that's fine because I'm a large person.
Look, man, it ain't my fault that I can go to the store and buy clothes. It's like regular.
This man tried to tell me, Shannon, that he should only be charged by thread count and that I should have to pay more for my clothes.
But, you do it good. I mean, you follow the Wyman post-career.
I appreciate that.
Slim down. Well,
I do appreciate that.
Look,
I appreciate that.
Why should I pay the same price he does when he has more material than I get? I'm just saying. It's like when you go to a restaurant, you get extra sides, you pay more for it, right?
That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
In this economy, every inch matters, I guess.
Every inch has always mattered,
pause.
Man.
Yeah. All right, Shannon.
Back to Mike. Get this thing back on the rails.
Here.
Yeah, back to Mike.
Let's talk about this rally on Friday night. You guys got going on Atlantic Station. Looks like it starts at 7 o'clock. How about T.I. in the house for that, man? Yeah. That's a really cool event that you guys do every year, man. A lot of fun.
Well, we'll get to the ride, but the Sunday's collection, does drop today, 9 a.m. Is it even 9 yet? I guess
17 minutes.
17 minutes. So on our website, social media channels, you can buy it. It sells out quickly. So
one of the softest hoodies I've ever worn.
Is, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Thread count. You know, so, but to Friday, yeah. So, you know, our biggest, you know, fan event outside of the games themselves is always our Dirty Birds Rally presented by Truist. Always at Atlantic Station. You know, this Friday, it's a free event, starts at 7 p.m. We'll have Freddie out there, our cheerleaders. We'll have several players, including QB1, Michael Penix Jr., which will be out there. So, great opportunity to kind of hear from him and our guys, and it's just kind of the start of the weekend heading into the big game on Sunday. So we always love seeing so many people with their family and friends. It really is a fun event, and it's really become a staple of our kind of road to kickoff. So look forward to that.
Shannon, with everything kicking off on Friday, how much sleep are you getting this weekend?
Not a lot of sleep, but it's always my favorite week of the year. Yeah. Like, you know, it's busy, but, you know, this is what you live in and work for, and you can feel it. And it really starts, and you guys know this, you were out in Flowery Branch. You know, we had construction, you know, at the facility last year, yeah, and weren't able to have open practices with our fans, but we were able to have double-digit open practices this year. You guys were out there, and it's just a great energy. Like, our players and our organization loves to be able to, you know, play in front of our fans. So to have that build up over the last several weeks leading into Sunday is really exciting.
So this is the 60th season of the Falcons. What have you guys got planned during the season? Is there anything special that you can kind of hint at or maybe tell us about?
Yeah, so starting, you know, on Sunday kickoff, and, you know, we have a special performance by Bone Crusher,
yeah,
which is be fun. And we know how much music is just so big in our community. So having T.I. perform at the rally on Friday, leading into Bone Crusher performing at the game on Sunday, we're actually going to have UGA's marching band perform at halftime.
Very cool.
So that'll be really cool. But as you said, about 60 seasons, and so our Monday night game, October 13th against Buffalo, is going to be the game where we really celebrate 60 seasons. So we're going to do a lot of look-backs at key moments, celebrate a lot of legends, bring them back, you know, to really kind of celebrate this moment, which is about the team, but it's also really about the fans, too. So a lot of kind of engagement opportunities for our fans to really celebrate 60 seasons.
I want to hear about the cool moments from your job. We had Terry Fontenot on our show when we were out in Flowery Branch. We were sitting there right in front of the weight room, and right in front of us was the merch trailer. And I was like, how cool is it for you to look over at the merch trailer and you see some of the guys you've drafted, right, that you've been like, hey, I want Bajan, I want Penix. And to see little kids, you know, 6-7-year-old go to the merch trailer and purchase their jersey, I was like, it has to be really cool for you. What's that like? What's your moment like that? Because it's a really cool job.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you the craziest moment. So you guys know we're playing in Berlin, you know, this year, mm-hmm. and we took Bajan in the offseason over to Germany as kind of a pre-promotional tour. He got to attend the Champions League final in wow. Munich, which is crazy. So we're in Germany, and, you know, obviously the NFL is huge, but, you know, its popularity in Germany is not the same, obviously, here. So if an NFL player is walking down the street here, everybody's going to know him. In Europe, it's a little different. We were just walking down the street in Berlin, and there were some kids with a Bajan jersey on.
No way.
Just there. Had wow. no idea, no obviously, he was going to be there.
Way.
And so just to see that really kind of brought it home about, man, this is special, right? And you know, the power of the NFL and the power of a player like Bajan, how it can extend not just domestically but internationally, is really special to see. So that was a cool
That is insane.
Sure.
That is crazy,
are you,
man.
Are you guys having a rally when we're – I know in a lot of times when we go places – for you, oh, those of you who don't know, obviously I travel with the Falcons, but when we go to different cities, you guys can go, and they have a rally almost everywhere we go.
Yep.
You guys are in a bar, so I'm assuming you're doing something like that in Berlin.
Yeah, we're going to have a whole kind of – probably starting on that Thursday leading into the game on Sunday. We're going to have a rally. We're actually going to have a really cool concept. It's going to be a Falcons house. So we're taking over a museum.
Oh, is that where I'm staying?
And, yeah, exactly. Penthouse. It's going to be in Berlin. It's going to be like a Falcons museum, really both kind of celebrating Falcons football, but also telling the story of Atlanta. You know, Atlanta influences everything and really kind of showing how the city and the team kind of come together. So excited about that.
We are joined by Shannon Joyner, VP of Marketing for the Atlanta Falcons on the morning shift. Everyone always raves about the food at Mercedes-Benz. And Mercedes-Benz was recently named the top stadium for food, number 2 overall best stadium, according to USA Today. This has to be so rewarding to you that the fan experience is ranked so high.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a full organizational, you know, effort. Obviously, someone like myself or my fellow colleagues, once the ball's kicked off in between the lines, you know, we can't, you know, affect that, and just so excited about what Raheem and Terry are doing with the team. But organization is, what can we do to maximize the full fan, you know, experience? We've been one of the top-ranked teams and stadiums for the last several years in terms of the NFL voice of the fan, and obviously food is a huge aspect of that. And what's always funny is every year we tweet, you know, what, you know, a fan we can get for $20 mm-hmm. coming to a game, and every year it goes viral. Like, and it's just cool to see, and it's just a reminder of, you know, again, people care about the experience. They care about parking. They care about getting to the game. They care about how does the Wi-Fi work in the stadium. And so we really try to obsess over every element of the fan experience, because we know that while we can't control the wins and the losses, those types of things can add to the full fan experience on game day.
Let's rip the Band-Aid off here a little bit. You said you can't control the things that happen between the white lines. Now, you walked in here, and you were like, have you gotten over the Bama loss? I'm like, dude, okay, here we go. Like, first thing, gloves off. How much do you, like, what's your Falcon fandom like on game day? I'm genuinely curious because.
Well, he's a hometown kid now.
I know he's a hometown guy, and I know that, like, you grow up on it and everything, but I'm just curious. Like, we used to, and I know that we've probably talked about this, we used to have, like, some guys on the sidelines that would be in suits and wristbands. You know what I mean? Like, they'd have a game face on. Is that your style, or are you like, man, it is what it is?
Well, Bo knows, I am a game day suit guy. I do like my game day suits. I think the thing is one, I'll always be a fan, as, you know, born and raised here, love the team. I would say kind of the first half, especially kind of pregame through the first half, there's a lot of movement. You know, we're hosting a lot of people, making sure they're getting to the right, you know, areas, going to visit different people. And then, you know, I'm definitely watching for sure, but it is different versus being a fan. But pretty much kind of halftime into second half, we're all kind of locked in.
Let's go.
You know, for sure. But, you know, game day, you know, we're getting there several hours before the game, through the game, and then afterwards. So it's a full day for sure.
So when Mike and I are doing pre-game, we've been in the Mercedes-Benz suite down below, but the Sports Illustrated suite is up there. Our area is up there now. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, so we're really excited about that. So it's called the Sports Illustrated Tickets Lounge. And what's really cool about that is we wanted to provide an additional premium experience, but at a lower price point. And so we basically carved out a whole bunch of seats in the 300 level, the west end zone, and it's a, you know, kind of full kind of lounge space that has an associated ticket, and it's a great party there. We're going to have music up there. The visuals are amazing. Think about different Sports Illustrated covers that we've had over the years. Those are on display. They have a cool kind of fifth quarter post game experience up there. So we're continuing to listen to our fans that want, you know, a variety of different ways to experience our game, and we're excited to get that going this season.
Well, Shannon, if someone hasn't been to a game yet down at Mercedes-Benz, can you kind of walk through the game day experience? I mean, you guys have so much going on, from Freddie, the cheerleaders, so much.
Yeah, so we always tell fans, you know, get there early, you know, hours before. Home Depot backyard is an amazing experience, has so much programming. They're really kind of throughout the exterior of the stadium. And then once you get inside, you know, gates open, you know, several hours before, and we always encourage our fans, tour around the stadium. Like, one of the biggest tourist attractions of our stadium, and we know how much high school football matters here in Georgia, is the girls' flag and boys' tackle walls at the stadium. So we have a helmet of every single high school football team in the state, and we have a flag representing every single girls' flag football team in the state. And it's amazing how many people come there and just look up trying to find, yep, you know, their high school or where their kids are playing now, because that's important. Like, we want to be, you know, the full connective tissue of football, whether it's NFL all the way down to high school and to youth football as well.
Shannon Joyner joining us, VP of Marketing for the Atlanta Falcons. I'm not going to ask you if the Falcons are getting new jerseys. Right? I'm just going to ask you how often you get that question. Like, how often do people bring up Falcons jerseys, throwback jerseys, things like that? They always want to know. Falcons getting new jerseys?
Yeah, all the time. It's a question we get asked. I mean, obviously a jersey is one of the biggest,
sure,
you know, aspects, yeah, of our brand. And, you know, people are passionate, and we love it. Like, we love the feedback. We love hearing, you know, from fans. You know, the NFL and Nike launched the new rivalry, you know, series, yep, you know, basically kind of the modern day color rush, you know, kind of 2.0. It's really cool to see the teams that were part of kind of year one this year. So we encourage fan feedback, but that's really for anything, right? You know, we want to hear about concessions, or right, we want to hear about, you know, uniforms. Like, we only get better if we have our fans participating and giving us, you know, feedback. So whether it's an email, you know, to me, or you're commenting on one of our tweets, we always encourage that, and we want to hear from our fans, because passion is what drives all of this, right? And our fans are the centerpiece of everything that we do, so we always want to hear feedback from them.
Well, we were already hyped for Sunday, but now after you visited today, I think we're all just...
We dressed up for you today.
I don't dress like this. I only dress like this when I get on the plane.
Right. That's it. Yeah. Only when Shannon Joyner's in studio.
I won't say this for the guests after me, but, you know, you guys, yeah, I appreciate it, too.
It's not my guest. I'm not getting into
that. Definitely for you, man. Definitely for you. Appreciate you hanging out with us. What's the one thing going into this weekend that you're, like, the 5-minute stretch you're looking most forward to?
Come out to the rally Friday, come early on Sunday, and just be excited. Like, our fans are excited. I mean, again, the amount of fans that came to open practices at training camp has just been a great moment over the last several weeks. But everyone's just ready to kick the ball off 1 p.m. on Sunday. So
it must be so cool, though, as somebody that's in marketing, to be in a city with so much talent as far as, like, musical artists and things like that. Like, just, oh, yeah, no big deal. T.I.'s coming to the rally. Like, what? Like, but that doesn't happen everywhere, man.
But what also doesn't happen is, like, T.I. is a real fan.
Yes.
Like, T.I. will tweet about how the game went, too, right? And I think that's what's really cool about the Atlanta culture is, like, whether it's musicians or entertainers, like, they care about the city. And so obviously cool, the Falcons being a big part of that. And so that's really what makes this unique, and we love it, so.
Well, get your tickets, get to the Benz, go see the Falcons, and that Sunday's collection drops in 6.5 minutes.
I mean, I'm about to go grab mine from Conti.
You
left it with him.
Shannon, thanks so much for joining us this morning. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Rise up. Appreciate
Rise up. That is Shannon Joyner, VP of Marketing for the Atlanta Falcons. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. That's going to do it for us. For Mike, Bo, Garrett, and myself, Allie Mack, thanks for being here today. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to
stay cool, Atlanta.
Pew, pew.